A listener production.
Hi, and welcome back to Broadsheet Melbourne Around Town. I'm your host, Ruby Harris. Broadsheet editors get a lot of questions about what we're eating, drinking, and doing. So every Thursday in 2024, we're going off script and finding out what the office is excited about. This week, we're looking at new openings and a few closures, taking a couple of day trips and finding the best slices of cake around Melbourne. I'm joined by Melbourne's food and drink editor, Audrey Payne. Welcome back, Audrey.
Thanks, Ruby.
My favourite question, I'm sure you can guess what it is. What was the best thing you ate this week?
I'm so excited to answer this question because I ate it and I was like, I get to talk about this on the podcast now. It was, I went to Preston Market, which was a bit of a trek because I live on the other side of the city.
But, we're Southside girlies.
We're Southside girlies and proud of it.
Always.
But I went to Joy John, which is a new tiny pastry shop at the market. It's run by Joey Leung, and I had this insane strawberry jelly panna cotta, which actually, Ruby, you don't understand. I had already had like a couple of desserts. And I was like, okay, I'm just going to have a bite because I took it home. And then I literally couldn't stop eating it.
I love jelly. You had me at jelly.
Yeah. Jelly is one of the best, most underrated foods. But so the baker, Joey, put it on the menu as an International Women's Day special. And then it was so good and she loved it so much and people loved it so much that she's kept it on. Yeah, and she uses fruit from the market. And the texture was perfect.
Mm.
And it had this great jiggle.
Yeah, that sounds...
And I want to eat it every day. And it wasn't, and this is really important, it wasn't too sweet.
Yeah, no, that is an important, side note. Is it available every day?
It's available every day the market's open.
Okay, beautiful. We're heading to Preston Market.
Yeah, go visit Joey. Tell her I say hi. Tell her I love her. She's the best. But it was really, I had high hopes and it lived up to it.
As always, there is plenty of food news to catch up on. Openings, closures, it's all happening this week. I'm very excited about the opening of Olympia in just above Oakley Market. In Oakley.
Yeah.
It's from the guys who did Harvey in Armidale and Gloria's in Campbell. And I'm a big fan of Harvey.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Then you'll love Olympia then. It's very much the same vibe, except this wine bar is Greek inspired. So you go and it's kind of crazy. It's two levels of a building above the market. So one used to be an Italian restaurant and the other one is actually, they've taken over some of the car park spaces and built this outdoor wine bar that is inspired by the Greek islands and honestly kind of looks like the Greek islands. I went to go interview the owner, Nick, a while back when they were still doing the build and he was like, sorry, can you come a bit later? I'm like carrying all these olive trees up to the roof. So they've really gone all out. It's really great.
What can we expect in terms of snacks?
There's Greek-inspired snacks. So there's tiramisu salata, which comes with caviar, and there's also club sandwiches.
Yeah, with the house-made herb chicken, those ones, that's what I'm going for.
Mm-hmm. They're also really like cross-cut-off, little perfect triangle situation.
Like a little high tea.
Yeah, it looks like a little high tea sandwich.
I'm in.
And then there's some Greek-inspired cocktails and also Greek and Australian wines, which should be fun and really speak to kind of the vibe and the ethos of the venue. And then Nick, the owner, actually used to be a DJ, so he set up a DJ booth in the first floor, which is inside. And he really stressed me. He was like, it's vinyl only.
Okay.
It sounds way better. So tell everyone it's vinyl only. So Nick, I heard you. I'm telling everyone it's a vinyl only.
It's vinyl
DJ
only.
Booth. Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to check that out.
Mm-hmm.
Then over in Fitzroy, I tried this on the weekend and so I can speak highly of it. El Columpio is authentic Mexican, which just opened on Brunswick Street. It is very different to any other Mexican restaurant I've been to in Melbourne and that I think exists around the city.
So the owner, Ricardo, used to be a kitchen hand at Movida and he's been dreaming of opening his own place for 9 years. So it's really exciting to see it actually come to fruition. And I think the community has really embraced it. And the local Fitzroy community has really embraced it, which has been so lovely to see. And I'm excited for people from across Melbourne to go check it out.
Yeah, I was there on Saturday night and it was packed.
Mm.
Like it was pumping in there.
Nice.
I recommend the pork taco or the lamb taco. The sides pack, I recommend adding on to whatever you're ordering. It's these little fried tortillas with a sauce to dip them in.
Ooh. Very good. Very good starter. We're going back Southside to Sachi, another new opening. Talk me through it.
Yeah. So Sachi is a pop-up restaurant of sorts. They're in this space in Hawthorne until October. But Ricky, who's the chef there, he actually came from Kissimmee and he left at the end of last year. And he's just doing a more kind of relaxed take on a sushi restaurant. So he's really personable guy. He used to work the chef's counter at Kissimmee, but he just really wants it to be more approachable. So just a chill vibe. It's in an old ramen restaurant. They're going to move to the city at the end of the year. They do these amazing chirashi don bowls. It started as a pop-up at Leone upstairs. Mm-hmm. And in this iteration, they've added a few dishes to the menu. So there's also mackerel burgers and sushi that you can get. And when they move to the city, I think what's going to be really fun is they're going to do a very casual kind of sushi counter. So you can get really high quality sushi, but just like stand and eat it during your lunch break. And
I love a sushi counter.
Yeah.
Done.
Yeah.
And then as always, there are a few closures that we're looking at this week as well. Mm-hmm. In particular, Izakaya Den was a bit of a shock.
Yeah. So Izakaya Den has been around for 14 years and was one of the first places in Melbourne to really introduce that style of cooking to the city. So it's such a bummer to see it close. It's closing on Sunday. I think some people are going to try rush to get in before it's gone.
Yeah, I was going to say, you've got a couple more days.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to try and get down, fight the crowds before Sunday.
It'll be worth it for sure. And then Rosetta at Crown, which used to be Neil Perry's restaurant. He sold it a few years back, is closing, and they're actually going to gut it and put in a Australian influenced bar. So a bar that kind of nods to like regattas and things that happen around along the Yarra River. But and Neil Perry expressed some disappointment, let's say, that they're going to gut the whole building. Because it is, if you've ever eaten there, quite opulent.
Yeah, I haven't been in several years, but it's a really beautiful space.
Yes, I remember I went as a kid and all I could think was that the curtains and the lampshades look like pantaloons, but it's very like opulent, over the top Italian dining room. So in happier news though, Misha Tropp is doing a chart pop-up at Toddy Shop. So he's got Brendan the chef from Daryl's, which is a pretty popular buzzy restaurant in Sydney, coming down, and the two of them are going to collab and do a very modern take on chart.
When is that happening?
That's happening on Sunday, May 5th. And you actually do have to book. Usually Toddy Shop is walk-in only, but got to book that one.
It's a special occasion.
It's a special thing.
We get a lot of questions as broadsheet editors about where to go, where to eat, what to do, special occasions, everyday dining, you name it. So we have been asking our readers and our listeners on Instagram every week to submit their Ask Broadsheet questions, and we're answering them on the pod. So we've got a good one this week. It's, what are the best day trips I can take from Melbourne? I like this one. I love this question because I love a day trip.
Mm-hmm.
I have my go-to day trip.
What's your go-to? Very mysterious.
So in Olinda, there's a bakery cafe called Proserpina, and they have this smoked salmon sandwich that is genuinely one of the best sandwiches I've ever had. They used to be in this tiny little, like, it was basically the kitchen and a counter, and they moved into this huge, I think it was a former warehouse, and it's massive, but the line is, doesn't matter when you, like, I've been on weekdays, I've been on the weekend, you wait in line from the door.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it's well worth it. And then you can go on a nice walk, Sherbrooke Falls around there.
Do you go specifically for that sandwich?
Yeah, though? I go for the sandwich.
Yep.
The walk is just because you can't drive all that way for a sandwich.
Yeah.
You've got to do something else as well.
But
I mean, it's a day trip, so it's fine.
Yeah.
My other suggestion is, on a nice day, to drive to Torquay and eat at Mortadelli and have a sandwich there.
Yes, yes, yes. So I'm not the biggest day tripper. I'm a city gal. But I do, when I'm dreaming of day trips, I love this book called Day Trip Melbourne. And it's like a cool bushwalking book that Evie O, who's a book designer and an artist, and her partner Andrew Groon, who's a photographer, did. And they've done a bunch. There's also Dog Trip Melbourne. So it's all trips you can take your dogs on.
Oh,
so
I love that.
That's a really good read if you're like me and you don't want to go walking.
You want to read about them but not go on.
Yeah, and you want to look at pretty photos. But also if you do want some inspiration and you want kind of a vetted list of places to go, it's really great.
Perfect. So if you need more inspo beyond my go-to day trips, you can look at a whole book of them.
Yeah.
I am really excited because Audrey...
I'm so excited.
Audrey is the cake queen. And our three to try this week is designed around Audrey.
Oh my God, I'm so honored.
So we are looking at the best cakes you can get. And I'm talking, you can just roll up and buy a slice. There's no pre-ordering. You're just rolling. You're like, I need a slice of cake.
Yeah.
And you've got the slice of cake.
Which is a thing my mum and I often say to each other. It's just we turn to each other and say, we need a slice of cake. Yeah.
You often just need a slice of cake.
Sometimes you do. Okay. So here we go. And I'm thinking more of like layered cakes.
Yeah.
So like celebration cakes, but you can get a slice. If anyone wants other cake recs, let me
know. Hit up Audrey.
Yeah. Hit me up. I'm happy to help. So number one, I always go to Raya. In the city, if
yes.
I'm there, I will just pop in, see what they have. They do a really good Kaya toast inspired cake. So it's got pandan, it has little crispy bits on the outside that are caramelized pieces of toast. And the baker, Raymond Tan there, shout out to Raymond, he's one of the nicest people in Melbourne. He's so creative. They also do a lot of chiffon cakes. So there's often like a black sesame chiffon cake special. They have a purple carrot cake on the menu right now. And they also have this beautiful pink Ribena cake. Because Ribena is really popular in Malaysia and Raya is inspired largely by Malaysian flavors.
I will say, you and I often sit back to back in the office.
Yeah.
And there's been a few times where Audrey has shown up with some Raya treats.
I know.
And it's always a good day.
Past, I have to go in. That's why you know.
Of course.
Yeah. And
no, it's
also...
always a good day. I've only had them from you bringing them. I've never actually been there.
Ruby,
I need to
go. I will also say, I know this is about cake, but they make some of the best cookies in the city.
Okay. That's a trend.
Yeah.
Because Marley Bakes.
Marley Bakes is another one
which
we're going to talk
about. Which is our next
pick. Mm-hmm.
The cake there is amazing, but the matcha white chuck chip cookie.
Mm-hmm.
Is on another level.
Damn.
But cakes. This is cakes time.
Okay,
this isn't cookies time.
But you know, the two are not unrelated. So Patty, who's the baker at Marley Bakes, sadly closed her little tiny cake shop window.
That was a blow for our office because it was right around the corner.
It was a huge blow
and
for the office.
And I was a frequent visitor.
but she still has her bakery in Thornbury, and on the weekends they do cakes by the slice.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go... Yeah, she's really well known for these really elaborately decorated vintage cakes. So you can go get a slice of that. Something I think is fun, though I've never done it, but I think I'm getting to the point where I will, is because she makes a lot of wedding cakes and celebration cakes. So you can buy a selection of all the different flavors like people do when they test their wedding cakes. But I say...
But you can just buy it for anything. Yeah, for
wait?
A snack.
So just
no,
buy
don't
that.
Wait.
Yeah, just buy that. Cake freezes really well. So you can always freeze it. But yeah, you can rock up on Saturdays and get a slice of cake, which is awesome. And then my gal, Joey, again...
We're going right back to the start.
We're going back to Preston Market. These are less layer cakes. I will admit I'm breaking my own rule here. But she makes incredible... Bass cheesecake, which I'm not usually a fan
of. Okay,
I have to admit, I know there are certain things that like surprise me that I have this job and I'm not a big Bass cheesecake fan. But because it's huge in Melbourne, but she makes a really gorgeous Bass cheesecake. It's kind of just set custardy, not too sweet.
That sounds so good.
Oh, it's so good. And then a really good chocolate cake as well, which I'm not, again, like not usually the biggest chocolate cake fan. I think a lot of people find them too rich, but Joey just, she knows what she's doing. So that's where I would go if I wanted
a slice
of cake.
Are we going for cake after this?
I also think like, why limit yourself to one? Just go visit all three in the one
100%.
Day. Yeah.
That's it for today. I'll be back next Thursday with another guest.